In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our presentation for today is about one of the early preachers, who is Saint Peter, with the title, Where Are You, Peter? I don't mean Peter now, I mean you. Where are you? Where are you in this plan? Where are you in this mission? Did you accept the vision and mission of our Lord Jesus Christ, or are you still away from what we say? We'll start reading passage from Luke chapter 5. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and towed the multitude from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." Okay, there is a common question saying, does God demand us to get closer to people? Or in many sermons we hear like, just stay away from people to avoid being caught into some sin. Does the plan of God need us to be closer to people or to stay away? In this story of Saint Peter on the lake, we had seen two parts: the part inside the water, and our Lord Jesus Christ asked him to get deeper in the water and to stay away from people, but it was for some time, after which he was asked to go back, but to change his career from a fisherman to work with the Lord in fishing people. So both are needed. We need to stay away from people for some time, but for how long and how, this is the story of this presentation. I'll try to imagine that Peter went into five stages to reach the stage of a preacher. The first stage, Saint Peter was just a listener, as many of you or many of the crowds in the churches. They are just listeners. They listen to the word of God, they pray, they enjoy the company of the congregation. By the way, before this story, just the chapter before this one, in Luke chapter 4, our Lord visited Simon Peter in his home, and he cured his mother-in-law, and he cured many on his door. So he enjoyed seeing miracles, and he enjoyed the company of the Lord before this passage. But till this time, he did not change yet much. He still just a listener. I guess many of us still on this stage. we enjoyed many gifts of the Lord, we had miracles in our life, but actually we still listen, just listening, as the crowd on the shore. There was like, let's imagine like 1,000 hearing our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why our Lord asked him, just move inside the water just few meters so I can speak with the crowd. This is the second stage, we'll see it. But he was just a listener at that time. It was written, so it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Are you still one of the multitude? Are you still there just listening and going home and nothing changed in your life? Many actually still in this stage. They do not plan to change. They do not have this passion. They do not think of changing. They do not imagine themselves different. They just listen. On this stage, you are just one among thousands. So you are, let's say, sorry to say, just useless in the kingdom of heaven, in the work of God. You worth nothing yet, because you just listen. And actually, being among the crowd usually may fill our mind with many bad thoughts. How do you feel toward the people surrounding you? Maybe you are angry with the crowd. You don't feel comfortable being one of these numbers. You may sleep while listening, as usual. But nothing will change. Do you feel any message toward the people around? Do you feel any mission? I don't think so, because you are just one of the crowd. Then came the order, put out a little from the land. Just put out or get in away from the people. Put out a little. في العرب يمكن أحلى شوية. ابعد قليلا عن البر. ابعد قليلا. This is the start to find out your mission. You should put out away a little from the land. Like what we're doing now, we left our homes, we سبنا كل حاجة, to spend more time listening to God and thinking of our life and our mission. But it's just a little. What's the difference now? Saint Peter was in the boat with our Lord Jesus Christ. He was listening, but he was a nearby partner to him, because he is the one in the boat. The people on the shore sitting listening to the word of God. But Saint Peter, he was, I guess, behind the Lord, so he can hear him clearly, more clear than any of those who are sitting on the shore. But while listening to the word of God, remember what was he doing? فاكرين ولا نسيتوا؟ كان بيعمل ايه ساعتها؟ He was just washing the net. It's like when you listen to the word of God, being a servant now, because he is like a little servant now. He is sharing the Lord in his mission by giving him his boat just to preach. But actually, his mind is very much busy with the net, with the fish, with the sea, and with the frustration of no fish, of the feeling of failure. So his mind is still away. Although he listens more, although he is nearer to God than before, but still there is no big change. Actually, many of us are servants and we look like nearer to God, but still there is no big change. Our mind is still there in our fishing fish, in our career, in our future. We are frustrated and feeling the failure. There is no fish, although our Lord Jesus Christ is just nearby. Put out a little from the land. While going into the sea, few meters, you know, the people will be you know, like يصغروا شوية في الحجم. When you stay away from the people, you can see people now little, smaller in size. This means while getting nearer to the Lord, usually you are not afraid of people as before. You don't see people huge like before. I remember now the story of the miracle of healing the blind. One of the blind who our Lord healed him, he just put some sand on his eyes and asked him, "What do you see now?" He said, "I'm seeing the people like trees." Remember this story? Because with the start of change, you still see people are huge, are large, and you fear them. But after some more steps, he could see everything clear in its real size. So we still fear people, fear the future, fear failures. We have fears, although the people is getting smaller in our eyes. He may think of, am I special now? Am I special? Because it's my boat in which the Lord preach. Am I special because he asked me just to go deeper in the sea for a few meters? So his mind is still there. It's the problem of comparison. You know, most of the people are living in this idea. I'm comparing myself with others. I'm better, or they are better than me. I'm doing the best. There are many better than me. This is the problem of millions of people, even in the service. So I guess Saint Peter was still there, although being a servant, little servant, but his mind is full of ideas away from the mind of Christ. Also, I still hear and do what I want to do. This is the problem. We listen to the word of God, but actually nothing changed a lot. We still do what we used to do. We still do what people do. We still live like others. No real change. The second stage, being as a servant. So the first one is listener. I'm putting this in stages. The second one, now you are a servant. And all of you now, long ago, became servants. And so two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. But unfortunately, most of the servants feel frustrations, because they are not preachers yet. They do not know the exact plan of God, the goal of God. And they are washing their net. Washing their net like crying on their failures. So, you are a servant, but you don't enjoy it. You don't know how precious it is being a servant to God. So you are not a real servant yet. You might be bored. I guess Saint Peter, after a long night, he did not sleep all night, and he was frustrated with no fish, but he want to go home. He want to have some nap, some sleep. But our Lord Jesus Christ preached a lot. He speaks many hours as usual. But maybe Saint Peter was bored. Many servants getting bored of the word of God. Also, he is jealous from other fishermen. Maybe they are more successful than him, and maybe he will go home without any fish to his family. Now it came the order, the second order. Remember, the first one is just put out a little from land. Now our Lord Jesus Christ, after finishing his sermon, he said, launch out into the deep. Ibad, again ibad. في العربي بقول لكم جت ibad. The first one, ibad قليلا عن البر. The second was ibad إلى العمق. Not anymore قليلا. Not little. Just out into the deep. I guess we need this step. I'm reminding you that all this happened before being Sayyad Nas. So before being a real preacher, before making your life on this target to fish people, it's a great mission. But you need first to launch out into the deep, to get far more away from the people on the shore, to enjoy the Lord yourself alone. You need this step. You can see much better when you are inside the sea. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." By doing so, people will get more far. Is that what you want? Back to the first question. Is that really, Lord, what you want? You want me to get away from people? Not for long. Not always, but you need it. You need it for some time. You may stay months or weeks away, but you need to step away from the people. Now it comes the problem with, how about my thoughts, my experiences? It's not possible, God. It's not logic to go inside the sea at that time. You all know that fishing is better in the early morning or at night. And this area, most of the fishermen just fish at night. So in the noon time, after the sermon, after such time, it's not accepted. Just go fishing with the sunny weather, with the noon time. But after listening to the sermon, after being a servant with God, قال له بقى الكلمة المشهورة على إيه؟ على كلمتك والقشبك. يعني I'll take it as you say it, although it's not logic, I'm not convinced, but still I will take it. This is the time of real change. From being just a servant, a common servant, one of thousands, just look like a servant, to a different stage. How about the people's looking around? People on the shore look at him strangely. What do you do, Peter? Aren't you a fisherman? Don't you know that there is no fishing at the noon time? Did you gone mad? What are you doing? How can you follow this carpenter in fishing? He was just a carpenter. ربنا يسوع نجار اللي فهم اللي شفهمه يعني في في الصيد. Actually, I think he was embarrassed of obeying Jesus at that time, but he should do it. So just, you will face some criticism in your mission. What you're doing after the Lord is not logic in the eyes of many, and for the experts you are just mad. But just follow him, listen to the word, and launch out into the deep. The third stage, just obedient. So we start by listening. You are just a listener. The second, you became a servant, but you did not obey it. The third stage, being a real obedient servant, that you say, Lord, whatever you say, I will be there, I will follow your word, whatever you say. This is the third and the serious change here, the third step. Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. And it happened, like one of you saying, I don't see any fruits in my life. I spent like 40, 50, whatever years, and I caught nothing. What did I do? What did I gain? What's my value in your eyes, God? So I won't follow my mind anymore. I need to know, what do you want me to do? Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. nevertheless, at your word I will let down the net. Imagine Peter with the Lord Jesus Christ inside the boat, getting into the sea deeper. Actually, I could imagine Peter just waiting for the Lord to tell him where to throw the net. Now, I'm not fishing. You are the fisherman now. I don't believe in myself anymore, Peter saying. You just tell me. I don't believe in the story at all. Just tell me where to put down the net. So by obedience, you are fully مسلم لربنا. You ignore your experience, you deny your thoughts, you just say, okay, what's next, Lord? أنا دخلت البحر وبعدين ما أنا مش عارف بقى. ما أنا أساسا الموضوع مش بتاعي. أنا في الأول الموضوع كان بتاعي. طول الليل برمي وأطلعها فاضية وأتحكنن ويمكن أشتم وأرجع أرمي وبعدين على الصبح ألاقيك بتقول لي ممكن أوعظ. إنما حاضر، مش معقول شاف حماته قبلها بيوم، يعني ما يصحش قبلها بيوم على طول، وعمل له سمعة في البلد كلها. ف أوكي قعد يوعظ ساعتين ثلاثة وهو طبعا عاوز يروح. وبعدين بدل ما يروح بيقول له ادخل جوه البحر، تو ماتش يعني، لكن حاضر مش هكسفك يعني. وبدل دخل جوه البحر، what's next I don't know actually، خلاص ما انا ماشي لغاية دماغي بقى. Just tell me where to throw the net. And it came the point that our Lord said, here, just throw the net here. And he threw the net and he found out a miracle. All fish, he never saw such a big number of fish coming quickly to the net. And the net couldn't take all such number of fish. And he cried for the rest of the fishermen to help, Yohanna and Ya'ub. And they came with their boat, and they couldn't take all the fish with him. Just by obedience, we need to step the third step. We need to obey God, whatever it costs us. We need it. We listened a lot and we served a lot, but we are not obedient yet. We did not enjoy what's obedience, full obedience to the word of God. It cost us a lot. We deny our mind, our experiences, whatever the people say, we ignore everything, just saying okay, just say hadr, hadr ya Rab. Hadr is not easy, it costs a lot, but it's the key of change, from just a servant to a preacher to Sayyad Nas. And also the word of but there was a conflict inside his mind. He is fighting his history, his past history. He is fighting his character. He is the one who leads everything. Now he should be leaded. He shouldn't lead as usual. He is not the one who will say. He will just say hadr. So we need this this conflict, to fight against our character, our past history, our experiences. At your word, this is the hardest phase actually, the difficult way. This is the difficult way to go, is ibad ila al-amq. We could make ibad qalilan. I can see myself and most of you in the second stage. We went qalilan, little away, but we didn't go deeper. That's why we did not enjoy the Lord as we should. We didn't see such a sum of fish. We didn't see the miracles yet. We didn't see the power of God yet, because we just little away from the shore. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets. So you should deny yourself. And whatever you think, stop thinking. Please try to stop thinking. Sometimes I'm saying this to many of those who confess before me, And all of them just say, how could I? I know it's not easy to stop thinking, but at a time we need to stop thinking. Our mind could never manage everything, could never control the world around, could never know what's going on now and for the future. Just let him think for you, let him plan for you, let him guide you and lead you. You will enjoy life much more than before, just on his word. What were they talking about? I don't know actually what they were talking about in the boat. Maybe Peter was complaining of the night, of the other fishermen, complaining of his mother-in-law, because he cured her for him. He has complaints, but I think our Lord Jesus Christ stayed silent up to the minute he said, please throw the net. And on this, everything changed. He stopped complaining. By obedience, you will stop complaining. You will be happy. You will enjoy the future life much different than before. So it comes the fourth stage. The fourth stage is just a repentant. Are you a repentant yet? I don't think so. We all repent, but there is different kind of repentance. We all say sorry to God, but not as strong as Simon said at that time when he saw the great number of fish, and he could see the power of the Lord, and he could see that he is just standing 1 meter in front of the Lord. And at that time he figured out how bad he was, how bad he is. So he knelt down and he cried, I'm a sinner, get out of my boat. You know, actually he does not mean that he rejecting him, he rejects himself. He is just denying himself at that time. I'm a bad man, I'm a sinner. By the way, the word sinner is much heavier than we listen to it now. In their age, it's a bad word. An insan wahish awi yaan. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. Maybe he felt fear, he felt scared. That's why our Lord said to him, fear not, I did not come to condemn you, I didn't come to show you how bad you are, I just came to save you, I just came to invite you to help me, to work with me. So I'm not against your sins. It's not the story of your sins now. Your sins will be washed in such a sea. Forget the past, but let's start a new life. So this fourth stage of repentance is very essential before preaching. It will take you from a servant stage to a repentant stage to the preacher stage, after which you will do miracles. You will be different. You will be the man of God. You will be the chosen servant. There were crowd on the shore, but none of them enjoyed such situation, because none of them went with the Lord deep. They did not enjoy talking to him alone. They couldn't see the fish, the big number of fish. They did not kneel down and saying, Lord, I'm a sinful person. So we need to repent, so we can work with the Lord. We can never work with him as he wish without strong repentance. Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. He was astonished. Where are the people now? Where are the people? They are very far. much more than before. They are now far from him. I imagine that in the boat he can see the people like sand there away. We need to focus on the Lord. We need to see just the Lord in our service. الكلمة جميلة يقولها سان بول لما يقول لم أعزم أن أعرف شيئا بينكم إلا يسوع المسيح وإياه مصلوبا. أبيف he's saying I don't see anyone, I just see him. It's written after transfiguration, التجلي, that it's written لم يعود يرو أحدا إلا يسوع. We need to reach this point that you don't see anybody but the Lord. With this stage you will be different. Now people are not important like before. You love them, you will care for them, you will live for them, but you don't fear them anymore. You don't see how great are they. You just say, Lord is the great one. I don't see anybody beside him. I can't see anybody with him. I just see him. That's why the Lord took him inside the sea, to let him open the eyes to find out who is the Lord, how great he is. So how great is your mission after working with the Lord? Do you think there is any kind of comparison after? I don't think that his mind will go again in comparing himself with others in such situation. At least I know you may say after a few months he went back to his old Peter, سؤال من الأعظم, فتفكروا تاني the way of comparison. لكن فاكرين ان ربنا يسوع شدهم عليها طبعا وزعل, لانه اللي يوصل لدي مش مفروض يرجع لورا تاني. So this is the stage of repentance, the strong and honest repentance. Now there is nothing called better and worse. There is nothing and none but God. So no need to think who is doing better than who. No place for such silly thoughts. What about their opinion now? Nonsense. No need to know even their opinion. Is that what God wants? Now this is the question. And lastly, finally, the stage of the fisher of men. By saying, God, I'm a sinful person, the Lord told him, don't you like to come working with me as a fisher of men? Sayodnes. This is the stage. The final stage, the fifth stage, to be a real preacher, a missionary, a fisher of men, you need to listen to the word of God. Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. You will catch men. Although he is seeing the net is full of fish, I don't think he ever had such a number of fish. But though he taraka kulli shi, he left the net with the fish, with the boat, with the other fishermen, and just followed Jesus. So the Lord may cover your needs completely and much more than you asked for and you need, just to let everything let go. Please let go. If you want to follow him and to work with him, let go. You need not anymore the boat and the net and the fish. These are nothing comparing to the mission coming. So he could let go. After seeing the miracle, he could let go. We need another boat, the Knesset. We need a continuous miracle. This is the preaching story, the evangelism. It's a continuous miracle. It's the quiet, clear presence of the Lord inside your boat. This is the miracle of evangelism. Are you there with him in the sea, just deep away from people. There you can catch people, you can catch thousands of people, but not on the shore, not with the net, not crying for the failures you feel. No, not on this stage. We need another boat, a continuous miracle. And it comes now the question, where is people? The boat is heading back to the shore. Our Lord Jesus Christ with St. Peter sitting there. But St. Peter's eyes are different. They are not looking at the number of fish available on the boat. They are just looking at the people there. This is his new career. He is now fisher of men. So he forgot about the fish. He lived for the fish like 40 years. But now he is going to live for people, not for the fish. back to the seashore. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." He left everything and he followed him. He went searching for souls. So just to remind you, Peter started as just a listener, then he went to be a servant, but being a servant he was still in frustrations and comparisons, and thirdly he became a real obedient servant. He could take decisions following the will of God. And fourthly, he became real repentant, and he could enjoy sugud bil-ruh. He knelt down crying for forgiveness. So lastly, he became a fisher of men with new vision and new career. Glory to God. Ameen. حد عنده سؤال؟ سامي, go. سؤال سامي يعني عشان اللي مش سامعينه, نقطة الطاعة ساعات تبقى مش واضحة, امتى تطيع والايه, مش كده؟ وجود الطاعة مع فكرة البلانينج. I guess انه البلانينج بيرجع لورا خالص مع الطاعة. يعني this story you can see clearly. If you ask St. Peter on the last stage, what's your next plan? I have nothing. I don't have any plan now. He is planning for me. I'm just following him. I don't منلغيش الكلام اللي قلناه, plan for the service, but no plans for myself. You understand the difference? St. Peter had no plan for himself anymore. But he may plan with the Lord how to serve. This is a different story. God will enlighten his mind to think properly in planning the service. But no need to plan for yourself anymore. هذه كلها تزاد لكم. فهتلاقي الدنيا ماشية سهلة. مارلين. Okay, مارلين بتقول the five stages happened in one day for St. Peter. Why we spend the whole life reaching only the second or the third stage? Again, I'm reminding you that the day before this day he saw miracles. He invited Jesus home. He could see thousands standing on his door listening to the word of God and taking miracles, but he did not change. So actually it need maybe focusing, concentrating. يعني عاوزة كده هزة جامدة. I would say كمان انه St. Peter his center of life was the fish. When he saw the fish in such a big number, he could see different life. عارفة اللي كان جعان وشبع خالص, فابتدى يحس ايه اللي انا كنت عايش له ده, طول عمري بحلم باليوم ده, او اليوم جه صوت. فاهم ازاي؟ يعني ربنا جاب له كل احلامه تحت رجليه عشان يقول له ها ايه رأيك؟ شفت سهل ازاي؟ بتشتغل معايا بقى، خلينا في المفيد يعني. يعني انت كان حلمك تبقى تجيب سمك الدنيا تحت رجليكم ومن غير تعب خالص، ومش بالليل كمان، في النهار وفي اللحظة اللي اقول لك ارمي الشبك، ده ايزي. بس انا ليه طلب تاني بقى، فاهم الفكرة؟ يعني الواحد بيبقى عاوز يوصل لدي، ان يبقى شبعان قوي بربنا، فيبقى عاوز يعيش عشان ربنا، يعيش زي ما ربنا عاوزه يعيش بقى خلاص، بس لازم يشبع الاول. فايجس هي يعني هو شبع قوي للدرجة اللي وصل فيها انه ما ينفعش اعيش لنفسي تاني، وما ينفعش اعيش لشوية سمك تاني، ولا اقعد بقى اقول مين اكبر صياد، ومين اصطاد اكتر، ومين باع اكتر، والهوسة اللي عشت فيها العمر ده، كلام الفاضي اللي انا عشت فيه ده. طبعا العرض الجديد مختلف تمام. مين تاني؟ رامي. ها بص، يعني انا حطيتها كده، لكن هي طبعا مش هتبقى كده مع كل واحد بالضبط. يعني فور مثلا سان ماثيو، he just followed the Lord with one word، اتبعني، follow me. By hearing follow me he left everything and he followed him. maybe كل الستيجز دي حصلت جواه، واخد بالك؟ يمكن سمع عن ربنا يسوع وكان مستوي جواه. احنا مش عارفين هتمشي ازاي، بس احنا عاوزين نوصل للبيك ده، واخد بالك؟ عشان نقدر نبقى ديفوتد لربنا، نعيش صح، محتاجة البيك ده. احنا انا تاني بقول انا I can feel myself، يا اما قبل اليوم ده خالص اللي عمال ربنا يعمل معايا معجزات وانا لسه قاعد بتحصر على السمك، يا اما بالكتير بسمع وعظة وسط الناس، يا اما يعني لو اتعدلت شوية يبقى بيوعظ جنبي ولا انا بوعظ جنبه، بس اكتر من كده ما وصلناش. لكن لسه ما بقتش في شرمان. رامي، what should we do؟ just obedience in all these stages. بس كان في two orders، لو كان he failed in any of them he will never reach such peak. the first one just ابعد قليلا، the second ابعد الى العمق. he could do it، he succeeded. الباقي على ربنا فعلا. فهو طبعا الobedience was the key، was the key role of Saint Peter. but the blessing، the grace، the change، the transformation is fully God's role. أبونا يوحنا تفضل. yeah، أبونا is saying one of the obstacles in our life that we couldn't hear his voice. we couldn't hear his voice. I'm adding and if we hear the voice ممكن يا إما ignoring يا إما doubting يا إما فنرجع لورا برضه ما نتحركش. إنما simple obedience is the key. دكتور ناجي تفضل. جوه المركب معرفناش. يس وارد، وارد يا ناجي. لا هو قاوح في الاول. نو ناجي معاه حق، هو بطرس قاوح في الاول وقال له تعبنا الليل كله ولم نصطاد شيئا، انما يعني جه على نفسه وقال له ولكن عشان خاطرك يعني. فانا معاك في دي، يعني احنا بنقاوح كتير بس في الاخر ما بتجيش الحته الاخيره دي معانا. السؤال الثاني. ها I think انها personal plans او يعني human planning، لكن it should be God's plan. فهي محتاجة صلاة أكتر وسبميشن أكتر وتواضع أكتر. هو ده اللي يخلي الواحد جايدد بربنا مش جايدد بدماغه. أنبا موسى كان معانا الحد اللي فات في آخر محاضرة في الإيفانجليزم، يعني أنا فرحت قوي لما سألته سيدنا إحنا we have many plans، نبتدي بإيه في أنهي بلد؟ فكانت إجابته ببساطة خليه هو اللي يعمل لكم البلانز ربنا، خليه هو اللي يفكر لكم، هو اللي يمشي مش انت اللي تمشي. whatever اي بلد تدخلوها سيبوا ربنا يفتح الباب. ففعلا الكلام ده مظبوط، احنا ممكن نحط خطط لكن تكون من دماغنا يعني. وده حصل مع سان بيتر في اخر انجيل يوحنا، في حته جميله قوي قال له لما كنت حدثا أو شابا كنت تمنطق ذاتك وتمشي حيث تشاء، ولكن متى شخت، لما تكبر شوية كده، آخر يمنطقك ويرسلك حيث لا تشاء. يعني إيه؟ لما تتقل كده شوية وتعقل شوية وتكبر شوية، واحد تاني هيجرك مش على هواك انت بقى، على هواه هو. فهو ده اللي بيحصل. احنا في الاول بندخل سخنين، وكل واحد ليه his own plans وعاوز يعمل وعاوز يسوي، وزي ما قال نجي نخبط في بعض ونوقف الدنيا. انما ربنا he has his own plans. فلما الواحد بيتقل شوية كده، ربنا بقى يمنطقه ويرسله حيث هو لا يشاء، حيث ربنا يشاء. حاجة بقى unexpected خالص كده، هو مش عاوز، عاوز يروح بيتهم ياكل وينام، ربنا قال له ندخل البحر تاني حيث لا يشاء. مينا سوري، امتى نسمع صوت ربنا في حياتنا؟ What do you think? You say it. Praying. ها؟ Yeah. نبعد شوية عن الناس قبل الاعتراف لدور Bible study. طبعا Bible listening. ما احنا بنسمع يا جماعة الانجيل ده كتب عشاننا مش عشانهم هم بس. احنا بنسمع الانجيل وكأننا الكلام مش لينا. يعني الاتيتيود بتاع اغلب الناس وهم بيسمعوا الانجيل الكلام مش لينا. كأنا تالي ربنا بيبقى عاوز يقول يا عم الكلام ليك، يعني بيبقى عاوز يقول لنا كده. انما الناس واقفة في القداس مثلا، كلام كويس. كلام كويس ازاي؟ كلام ليك. ايوة شريف. ها. ما هو شوف ربنا يسوع قال ايه؟ ان اراد احد ان يكون لي تلميذا اول حاجة ايه؟ ينكر نفسه. سيلف دينايل هو اللي عرف يعمله بطرس once at least. فحصل فرق ان هو he denied himself. يعني ايه؟ he denied his mind. he ignored his experience. هو اعتبر نفسه ما بيفهمش خالص ومشي عمياني كده في حاجة ملهاش اي logic. هي ده التحدي يا شريف. بس هو عاوز طبعا تواضع، وعاوز صلاة كتير، وعاوز توبة كتير. يعني انا برضو مش عاوز اقول ان الحكاية جات خبط لزق كده، ما هو ربنا بيسويه من اليوم اللي قبلها. يعني لما عمل اولا دخل بيته، الآية بتاعت لوقا 4 هي اللي بنقولها في صلاة الغروب، لما قام من المجمع دخل بيت سمعان وكانت حماته سمعان بحمى شديدة، دي قبل القصة دي على طول. واخدين بالكم؟ قبلها مثلا بأسبوعين ثلاثة كانت يوحنا 1 ان اندراوس خد بطرس وقال له تعالى لقينا المسيح. فأول ما قال له أنت بطرس وعلى هذه الصخرة أنت بطرس، قال له هتعرفني. يعني كان فيه لقاءات قبل كده، فالموضوع ما اتخذش يا جماعة في لحظة ولا حاجة، كان فيه لقاءات. بس هي فكرة انه ترك كل شيء وتابعه، دي كانت لحظة فاصلة احتاجت شغل قبلها. ابونا يوحنا كنت هتقول حاجة حتى جميلة قوي بيقولها ابونا، ان لما ربنا كان بيقول له صامويل صامويل، كان بيجري على اب اعتراف على عالي الكاهن يقول له ارجع نام، وبعدين كذا مرة لغاية ما قال له تكلم يا رب لان عبدك سامع. فلما بقى ready to listen يعني استقبل الرسالة صح. فهنا الانجيل مع اب الاعتراف مع الاستعداد والاستقبال. مش مهندس وسيم؟ يس انا موافق طبعا. الاول بس اخد التعليق ده لانه فعلا ما اطرحه قوي، انه الحكاية فعلا كلها حب. يعني لما الواحد بيحب ربنا قوي بيعرف يجي على نفسه قوي، بيعرف ينكر نفسه قوي، بيعرف يقول له حاضر مع ان يعني لكن حاضر. فهي طبعا قضية حب مينلي. عشان كده تلاحظوا لما بعدها بثلاث سنين او سنتين مثلا وكسر رجع يصطاد، اول سؤال اتسأله بعدها كان ايه؟ يا سمعان ابن يونة اتحبني؟ كأنه فعلا زي ما بيقول باشمهندس وسيم انت وقعت من مستوى الحب اللي ابتديت بيه. انت ساعة ما سبت السمك كنت بتحبني قوي، كونك رجعت تصطاد يبقى معناه وقعت عن المستوى اللي كنت ابتديت بيه زمان. فلقطوا في الحتة دي. وثلاث مرات كده عشان ينبهه انه الحكاية حكاية حب في الاخر. فانا معاك قوي طبعا انه على قد ما بنحب ربنا قوي على قد ما بنرمي نفسنا في ايدين ربنا. حتة الواحد يستبيع كده وعلى كلمتك ألقي الشبكة، الحتة دي فعلا عاوزة حب جامد. السؤال بقى البشمهندس وسيم، ازاي نقيس حبنا لربنا؟ قولوا. الطاعة، الطاعة تقيس الحب. جميل. من يحبني يحفظ وصاياي. ايه كمان شريف؟ جميل. How much time you spend with the Lord. ماركو. yeah very good. الخوف المقدس. مريم. trust. trust is related to love. yes. استاذ ممدوح. against myself. ان انا I'm not following myself, I'm following the word of God. مدام سوير. برافو. يبقى مستعد اسيب ايه عشانه؟ برضو حتة الترك دي، what you should let go، ايه اللي هتسيبه بالظبط، والحاجات الغالية بالنسبة لك. السمك بالنسبة لبطرس اغلى حاجة، والشبكة والسفينة هي دي بالنسبة له حياته. ايوة يا ماماريان. sacrifice طبعا. ايوة يا جورج. برافو، انت رجعتنا اللي قال باشمهندس وانا كنت نسيته. حب الناس احد علامات حب الله، احد المقاييس. قد ايه بحب الناس يساوي قد ايه بحب ربنا برضه. الاتنين ممكن يمشوا بارلل يعني، عشان انت بتقول هنا تمن دم المسيح كان في الناس دي، فاذا كنت بحب المسيح ودمه قوي يبقى هحب الناس قوي. رشا. البريوريتيز، تكشف لي قد ايه بحبه. when it comes to conflict interests what is your priority. ايناس. دكتورة. yeah ال بيسموها الطموحات، قد ايه نفسي اقرب اكتر، نفسي اخدمه اكتر. الطموحات نفسها تكشف الحب. واحد اللي طموحاته كلها لسه في الدنيا يبقى الحب ضعيف طبعا. ايوه يا ميرو. where you spend your time your money your effort. جميلة. where do you spend your time money and effort هت indicate برضو level of love.